What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we are talking with Nathan in Northern California. And Nathan, can you just sort of pick up where you left off?
Oh, yeah, Michael, and I'll try to wrap it up for you here. But, you know, Iran is really bad for supporting Hezbollah in Lebanon. The people that have kicked Israel out of Lebanon, what, twice? And they have a bunch of weapons stored on the southern border to make sure that it doesn't happen again. So Iran's the bad guy for making some contributions to them. And then they went on to say that Iran is bad for supporting Yemen, and we all know that story. And then they support the Palestinian Authority. And do you know what the Palestinian Authority is? I'm not really up to speed on that.
Well, the Palestinian Authority is a group that basically runs the West Bank. And there was an attempt.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like Hamas in Gaza. And yeah. Israel has a tendency to set up controlled opposition groups. They did it to Yasser Arafat. Hamas was originally created by Israel's Shin Bet so that Israel could, you know, have them fight against each other and could play this little game of, we can't have peace talks, we don't know how to talk too. Then Yasser Arafat was assassinated, and all of a sudden Hamas found itself, you know, the government. And at that point, they started trying to function like one. And so Israel helped set up the Palestinian Authority again as controlled opposition. That's where that's coming from. Basically, what's going on is the U.S. is giving up this attitude that they have the right to go into other countries and muck about with them all that they want. But nobody else has that right, and anybody who gets in their way is the bad guy.
Yeah, well, I agree. And, you know, one thing about Trump that I've noticed, he's had a chip on his shoulder about Iran even before he became president. He would probably go to work and then come home and watch TV and listen to John Bolton tell a bunch of lies about how horrible this country is and buy every word of it. And you know, here he is carrying on, you know, as president of the United States. And one last thing on what Fox said. They said even in Venezuela, you know, they're involved in the cocaine trade and Central South America. And
meanwhile, the CIA is flying tons and tons of opium out of Afghanistan.
Yeah, whatever they might be doing in Venezuela, they can't hold a candle to what the CIA had done. So anyway, that was why we're supposed to, you know, fear Iran. They're the world's sponsor of terrorism. I'm so sick and tired of hearing it. I'm so sick and tired of all this nonsense. And they never really give examples, except Mike Pompeo. I watched his speech, you know, at the Reagan Library, and he said there was this one guy in Vienna who was arrested, connected with Iran, to give this group a bomb to blow up a political meeting in France. I mean, of all the possibilities and all the ways that you can find out how to make a bomb, you've got to go to Iran. I mean, there has to be dozens and dozens and dozens of ways.
Yeah, it's a setup. It's a setup.
I mean, I don't know anything about bomb making, but I mean, the whole thing sounded pathetic. And all I'm saying is, if Trump thinks that he can convince us to go to war with Iran, he is sadly mistaken. And if he thinks we're all watching Fox News, he's sadly mistaken. And one last comment, and I'll try to get off here, but I remember years ago listening to the radio to Sean Hannity, and he was talking about Iraq, and he was saying that we have to go over to Iraq and stop them from setting up bases so they can attack us. And this is his selling point. And how many innocent people may have heard those words and gone over to Iraq and never come back or can't? You know, came back wounded and disfigured, whatever. He doesn't care. He's got a $20 million home on Long Island or whatever, and mark my words, Sean Hannity, I just despise the guy. He will try to do his very best to sell Iran to the American public if
that's
he's told
job.
To do so.
That's his job. That's what the corporate media's job is, to sell you things, to sell you a new car, a new fashion, a new watch, a new president, a new tax, a new war.
Yeah. Well, Mike, I've got a number of other things on my mind, but I'll leave it at that. And thank you very much for letting me get that off my chest. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. And before I take this next call, this bizarre story about somebody from Iran was bringing a bomb over to Europe to bomb something in France. It is bogus. And it reminds me of something similar when they were really selling the war on terror to the American people. There was this incident that happened where they caught somebody coming over the ferry from Canada with an improvised bomb to target on the U.S. And they had a photograph of the bomb. And basically, I knew at that point it was a setup, because everything in that bomb can be bought over the counter in the United States. And, you know, people who do this kind of thing, like spies and whatnot, they don't take the stuff with them. Forget James Bond and all the things that fold into his shoe and his necktie and all the rest of it. It doesn't work like that in the real world. They go into their target country and they just get what they need there. Spies in World War II would go into other countries and they would just buy locally made shortwave radios. That's basically it. All right, so we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates rejoining our network, and we're going to go, boy, we got a lot of callers today. Philip in Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, a couple things real quick. I can relate to the frustration of your previous caller concerning the demonization of Iran. Just chalk it up. When you hear all of this nonsense about how as you would say, the booga-booga surrounding Iran, it's just tell people that it's fake news. We're seeing the same thing with the booga-booga concerning Russia and all of the fake news about their Crimea. They invaded Crimea. They invaded Georgia in 2008. And they're in Ukraine and all of this fake news. That's what it is. Now,
it's propaganda.
Right. Another word for fake news, propaganda.
Yep.
Or vice versa. I was calling about, you were talking about Carter Page earlier.
Yes.
And when I think of Carter Page, I think of Sergei Skripal. Let the case of Carter Page and Sergei Skripal be a cautionary tale for all you people that do business with the government. You know, I remember Ron Paul had a sign on his a little plaque on his desk: "Those who do government with the do business with the government do so at their own risk." What they're doing to Carter Page is similar to what the British did with Sergei Skripal. He was an asset. Sergei Skripal was an asset of the British. What did they do to him? They demonized him and set him up, made him, you know, fabricated that whole Novichok thing about him. They didn't care if that man died or not. Same thing with Carter Page. You don't think these people in our government knew that Carter Page was a covert FBI operative that was infiltrated? Sorry about that. The old dryer buzzer. He was used for an operation in Russia, folks. Carter Page was a covert FBI operative. And the demonization of him is pathetic. And it's just, Carter Page and Sergei Skripal, to me, we can learn a lesson from people that have so-called good intentions working for the government. Your government, they will throw you beneath the bus in a heartbeat to further their diabolical
absolutely. They'll just sacrifice. Look what they did to Lee Harvey Oswald. You know, the guy was a spook, had been to Russia, came on back, and they just set him up to be the patsy. And when he didn't die at the Texas movie theater, they had him gunned down in the very basement of the Dallas police station.
Mm-mm-mm. And also, I guess along those lines, you'd say James Earl Ray and Sirhan Sirhan. You know, just
James Earl Ray. James Earl Ray wasn't inside the government. He was just somebody that had been, shall we say, groomed by handlers. And I don't think that he realized who his handlers worked for. As far as Sirhan is concerned, the descriptions of him at the Ambassador Hotel seem to indicate he was under some serious pharmaceutical influence at the time. I mean, he was being led around by that girl in the polka dot dress that everybody says never existed.
What about McVeigh?
Yeah, McVeigh, I think he'd been, before the Oklahoma bombing, he'd been acting like somebody who was trying to infiltrate these various patriot groups, and he'd been all over the country, you know, getting into these various groups. So, yeah, I think he was somebody who was an FBI informant, and they needed somebody to be the patsy for the Oklahoma City bombing, and he got to be it.
Okay, now one more thing. You know, the big freak out and the meltdown and hyperventilating over Trump throwing our intelligence agencies beneath the bus there at the meeting with Putin. It seems to me that there's been some really major intelligence failures, whether they were on purpose or in deliberate or not, wouldn't you say? Do you think that our intelligence servers are, I mean, for crying out loud, people, I mean, don't fall for this technique that they use to try and get us to recoil and backtrack and backpedal. You know, that our intelligence services are a joke. They are an embarrassment. They are criminal, you know?
Yeah, well, we've known that about the FBI ever since the COINTELPRO days. We know that CIA's made some major mistakes, and part of the problem is that neither one of these organizations are engaged in intelligence so much as covert ops. They're going on out and they're playing games, and whether they're doing so with full authority or they just decide to do it on their own, which is what the CIA was doing in Arkansas back in the 1980s. That whole operation, guns down, cocaine back. Nobody knows who knew about it. It's entirely possible that Vice President Bush knew about it because he'd been the former head of the CIA. But that was definitely kept from Congress and the American people.
Well, I'm surprised we haven't seen somebody like Paul Craig Roberts or Lou Rockwell or somebody like that pen an article, you know, about these intelligence agencies that we're supposed to hold in such high esteem. And that Trump is supposed to, you know, bow down to, basically. Just list, you know, the laundry list of failures and outright misdirections and criminal activities that they've been involved in over the years. And I think that would put the kibosh on, you know, all of this hyperventilating about, oh, our intelligence agencies are beyond reproach and they're not questionable. You know,
they can be reproached and they can be questioned and they ought to be. We all remember the Bay of Pigs disaster. The CIA lied to President Kennedy to get his support for the invasion. They were telling him their intelligence was that as soon as the Cuban exiles squad landed on the Bay of Pigs, the Cuban people would rise up against Fidel Castro and Cuba would fall back under U.S. control. And of course, what actually happened is the Cuban brigade showed up at the Bay of Pigs and the Cuban people went down and pounded them into the sand. And when Kennedy realized that he had been lied to, he pulled the plug on the operation. And it was an absolute epic disaster. And publicly, he took responsibility for it. But privately, the CIA just botched it all up. And then you have the fact that the CIA missed the Soviet Union going into Afghanistan and then later on missed the fact that the Soviet Union was going to collapse. I mean, I've had an interaction with CIA myself years and years ago at CBS Television City. I was approached by some CIA people about getting involved in what they were doing and being young, naive, and stupid at the time. I said I might be interested, and I wasn't really impressed with them. they didn't impress me as anything more than thugs wrapped in the American flag. And ultimately, our friendship, as it were, ended. And along with my job at CBS Television City, and I went to work for a TV station down in Orange, California.
Well, you sure have given us a few huge examples of the fact that they're not what they want us to think that they are. So,
yeah, well, I mean, I've told the history of the FBI. Ever since Hoover became its director, he was obsessed with the agency's image. They literally had people reading scripts for TV shows and movies out in Hollywood, looking for anything that might make the FBI look bad and making sure it never got to the final broadcast. There's a movie, The FBI Story, that starred Air Force General Jimmy Stewart. And forget the director's credit. Hoover was on that soundstage every single day telling the director how he wanted this thing to look. And he even appears in the movie seen from the back. Anyway, listen, Philip, we got a bunch of calls to get to, and I'm going to let you go.
Thanks,
here.
Mike.
We're going to switch over to Brad in Kentucky. Brad, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Aloha. Hello?
Aloha.
Oh, hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing okay.
How's the weather? Hope the weather's better there than it is here. we had some really bad storms here and our lost power for several days. Just got it on.
You're in Kentucky. Yeah. Actually, I've got some friends up in Indiana, and they said it was really kind of rough there as well. We were supposed to have thunder showers the first part of this week, according to the Weather Channel. So, of course, we've got, you know, puffy clouds and blue skies.
Must be nice. The reason I'm calling in, I just wanted to get your opinion on something here in where I am, our public schools board just approved a property tax increase to pay for this $13.5 million tax increase for school safety. And they unanimously voted on it there, and we have to. In order to, if you want to recall this increase, you have to form a committee. You know, you got to get five people to file paperwork, and then you have 45 days to collect 10% signatures, you know, 10% of the number of people in our county mm-hmm. who voted in the last presidential election. And then you, once they receive the petition, they have 30 days to validate it. Then additional 35 to 45 days to hold a special election to determine if the tax increase will be recalled. And I just wanted to get your opinion, like, should a school board be allowed to just approve property tax increases, you know, for something like this? And shouldn't the people get to vote on it? The people that living in the county?
Generally, people don't get to vote on property taxes. And unfortunately, the rules change from county to county, from state to state. I find it surprising the school board itself has the authority to declare a tax that should lie with your county government or your state government. So there may be an issue there. But obviously, however it worked, they've gotten it. It strikes me as a lot of money, even for school safety. And that's what makes it a complicated issue, because we want our schools to be safe. Personally, right. I think we can make them safe by just banning SSRIs, but nobody's listening to me on that subject.
I was going to say, this plan, they said, is to they're going to add more secure entrances, walk-through metal detectors at middle and high schools.
Okay, Brad, I got to put you on hold. We got to take a commercial break. Do not hang up. I'll be right back.
Okay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking with Brad in Kentucky. And we're talking about apparently the school board has authorized a property tax increase, rather sizable one, supposedly for school safety. And it may be that what's going on is I saw a story on Fox News earlier today where they want to start putting facial recognition systems into schools so that only people who are supposed to be there can get in there. And it may well be that that's what this school district is planning on doing, because those are very costly systems.
Yeah. They also want to put more district police officers, I guess, in the I don't know if you can put them in the schools, but maybe, you know, around the schools, and mental health professionals.
Okay.
So, but, you know, you talk about how, why isn't anybody looking into this mass prescriptions of SSRIs?
Because the pharmaceutical corporations have got a lot of money and a lot of political clout, and our society has become broken and corrupt, and it's all about making money. And virtually everything's a racket. Even this could be a racket. School safety is becoming a racket.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like how Chertoff got all of the scanners put in the airports.
Yeah, and then he retired into private life, and he opened up a company that sells those scanners. He's making money hand over fist.
You didn't really. There weren't really any school shootings before these drugs came along.
Pretty much. When I was a kid, everybody had guns. You got your first gun at 12 years old. We'd take them to school, put them in the cloakroom, because after school, we'd stop in the fields on the way home and chase away the little critters. Mm-hmm. And nobody thought anything about it. In all the years that I lived in that little town, there was only one incident with a gun, and that was thought to have been an attempted suicide.
Yeah, so I just it just seems like everybody, our kids are nowadays are being taught to be afraid of everything, you know?
They are. You know, fearful people are easier to control. And, you know, what's really tragic about all this, it doesn't matter how much the school board taxes you and how much they spend on school security. The people who are faking or staging these gun attacks to push the gun grabber agenda, they'll still find a way around it. Mm-hmm. They'll either bribe the right people or they'll hack into the system. Whatever it takes to get their agenda going, they're going to keep on doing it. Anyway, Brad, I'm going to let you go. I want to get to some other callers here. So let's go to Bob behind enemy lines. Bob, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Oh, good. Now, I just... Okay. Let me get my thoughts together here, because I just walked back in from outside, and I was on speakerphone, and you had the last caller on the line. But I was looking at this status of the open carry law with, I guess his name is, hold on, give me just a second here, Nicholas versus Brown, that it was talking about a decision with the California state concealed carry law or open carry law. Have you heard anything about this?
No, I have not. I should look into it, though. But
okay,
given that
well,
it's California,
hold on. Let me look at this a second. Like I said, I just walked back in. I'm sorry. His name is George Young, the plaintiff. Now, he sued the state of Hawaii for denying him a concealed carry permit back in, I guess it was 2012. And mm-hmm. The California right to carry has been covering this from basically the beginning of the case. And the reason being is because California's state law for open carry is, well, negligent. I guess I could say that at the very least. Let's put it this way. If you go in public with an open carry firearm, you can expect to be tased by the police state of California, period. There is okay. No way around it. Okay. So what I was wondering is what you think of the Second Amendment and whether or not we should allow each and every citizen of this country, regardless of their past criminal history, to be allowed to carry a firearm in the respect for our Second Amendment. And now there are a lot of people, before I allow you to answer, I mean, there are a lot of people that I would prefer not have a firearm.
Yes.
But when it comes down to the Constitution, when I read the letter of the law, it seems to me that the Constitution is a God-given right for every American citizen to carry a firearm. Now, I'm not a law-breaking citizen. I'm actually completely legal. I live in a good place. I've got all my P's and Q's in order, and I have abided by the letter of the law. Yes.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break
prefer...
here.
Okay,
hey, Bob,
go ahead.
Sorry, I got to do this. Put you on hold. Hang up. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking with Bob behind enemy lines. We're talking about the Second Amendment. And Bob, I'm a strict constitutionalist. And so I look at the Second Amendment as recognizing a very common sense right to self-preservation and self-defense and protection against tyranny. That's what the Second Amendment is all about. Now, I understand that there are some people who probably ought not to be allowed guns, like repeat criminal offenders and anybody on prescription antidepressants. But if everybody around, or even just a third of the people walking around, were carrying, the bad guys would probably not do anything bad. And the people on the prescription antidepressants that go watch a movie or something. And again, we have to look at the example in Kennesaw, Georgia, where they I think it was about 8 years ago, they passed an ordinance. Every home had to have a firearm in working order, and crime fell by 80%. And apparently there's only been one murder in that town since then. There's always going to be crimes of passion and so forth. But basically, how you stop a bad person with a gun is by having a lot of good people with guns around them.
Yeah, I agree with you completely, Mike.
Okay.
So, well, to get back to what I was talking about, the plaintiff in question, his name is George Young, And yes. In 2012, he filed a suit against the state of Hawaii for denying him a concealed carry permit. Now, I don't know a lot about George Young, and I'm not going to pretend to understand who George Young is. But at the same time, I do understand that our Constitution allows us an inherent right to carry a firearm for our self-defense. Now, I don't know who this guy was. I don't know if he was a felon. I don't know if he had some restraining orders against him or whatever might have it. But the real big problem here is that our constitutional Second Amendment never gave any contingencies about criminals or restraining orders or any of that. And
right, well, let me share something.
I hate to say it. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, let me share something with you. Here in Hawaii, there is a concealed carry permit, but in order to get one, you have to demonstrate that you have a reasonable and realistic fear that somebody is going to harm you or that you might be assaulted. For example,
I understand that. I totally understand that. But where does that come into a direct accord with our Second Amendment? Now, look. I understand we need to keep criminals away from the ability to abuse us. But when it really comes down to it, Mike, doesn't it feel fair to assume that any laws that are going to be made are going to be upholded by a law-abiding citizens, and the criminals are still going to be able and willing, obviously, to get their guns, and we need as you know, law-abiding citizens to have some kind of defense against this. Would you agree with that?
I would absolutely agree with that.
The,
and
the reason,
you know,
I was bringing this into
Bob, go ahead.
I want to
finish
go up ahead.
Here. Then I got to finish up with you because we got to move on. You're absolutely right. The law-abiding citizens will surrender their guns, and the criminals will always get them, which is even more complicated in these days of 3D printing, where they can print up a gun, commit a crime with it, and then destroy it, get rid of all the evidence. So it's a complex issue. Now, the gun grabbers right now are trying to say it is a myth that law-abiding citizens protect themselves from crimes with firearms. But it's not a myth. It happens more than 1.5 million times every single year. And I know many years ago I was one of them. So
you're preaching to the choir, Mike. You're preaching to the choir.
All right.
But
well,
go ahead.
So sum up with this lawsuit thing.
Go ahead.
No, I said, it's time. Can you wrap up the story?
Yeah, well, the Federal Appeals Court ruled on Tuesday that the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment protects a right to carry a gun, in public for self-defense, and they rejected any claims by Hawaii officials that the right to carry only applies to guns kept at home. And the biggest reason why I feel that this is important to stress is that every one of our American citizens right now is faced with a very, very serious decision. We either need to stand up politely as possible. I grant you, look, I don't want a civil war. You don't want a civil war. I would prefer not there be any violence here involved. But we as a people need to stand up against what our government is doing, because they are totally and completely out of line. And if you need any reference, take a look at Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson over the last, Thursday, Friday, and this Monday, and you can get a pretty good view of what's really going on in our government. And you know, we the people, we need to stand up and say something about it. And I really, truly hope, as much as you do, that we're able to do it peaceably. But one of the most important things that we can, well, two of the most important things that we can really treasure in our defense is our ability to speak freely, hence the First Amendment, and our ability to protect ourselves against tyranny, which is the Second Amendment. And the rest of them be damned. If we don't have those first... two.
Bob,
we're going to lose the rest.
Bob, yeah. Somebody just sent me a link to the story about how, and amazingly enough, this was the Ninth Circuit Court that came up with this ruling. And that's a real stunner for, you know, considering how ultra liberal they are. But they basically came on out and ruled that, yes, the Second Amendment protects one's right to carry a gun openly outside of the home. Anyway, Bob, thank you very much for the call and the update on the story. We're going to take one more phone call, and then I have to get back to the news. So let's go to Phoenix in Connecticut. Phoenix, thank you for waiting such a very, very long time. What is on your mind today?
Hi, Michael. It's really great to talk to you. I've listened to your show for a long time. I wrote some notes here, so let me. I would just say that I was a teenage liberal, you know, up until Bush and Kerry. You know, I thought I was kind of blue. And around that same time, I think I read an article of yours. I believe it was yours on your website about false flags in ancient Rome and the Reichstag and kind of going through history and putting it all together up to 9/11. And that really opened my eyes. I think, that was my first official red pill. Like, I wasn't really listening to any talk shows or any other people, and that really kind of opened my eyes and put me on the path that I'm in. And I really think we need more voices like yours, you know, a calm, collected, more rational expression of outrage of the American person, common American. And what really prompted me to call you was my son, because I listen to a lot of different shows, and he really likes your show a lot. So, Phoenix, come here. Sorry about that. He just wanted to say hi real quick. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Hi, how you doing?
Aloha. Good.
Aloha.
I like it a lot.
How old are you?
Really like it. I'm 10.
You're 10. Well, your father seems to be very proud of you.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right, well, can I talk to your father again?
All right. Yeah. Thanks so much, Mike. Yeah, I really appreciate it. Well, I tell my son this is a course in advanced civics.
Yes, very much so. Great. Do me a favor. Send me a picture of your son. You know, because I'm a frustrated daddy. When I was growing up, all I wanted to be was you, a father with one, maybe two kids. And it just never worked out. So Claire and I are the world's greatest auntie and uncle.
Well, that's cool. I was actually born in Hawaii, and there's a good chance I'll be out there sometime. But I'll send you that picture, and, you know, we'll keep listening. And like I said, I really appreciate it. And, you know, you've definitely got, I think, the best show out there.
Well, thank you very much for those very, very kind words. And thank you for the phone call. And we're going to let you go here, and we're going to close the phone lines for at least a little while because I'm way, way behind on the talking points. Getting on back to the international news, they've run a poll over in Germany, and most Germans think that Europe can defend itself just fine without U.S. help, meaning U.S. domination. And apparently this was done in response to a threat Donald Trump made 2 weeks ago that he could withdraw support from NATO if the European countries don't throw more money into NATO's budget, which would then be used to buy weapons made in the U.S. of A. So again, Trump's policies are isolating us from the rest of the world. China has launched a live fire exercise, which appears to be designed specifically for an invasion of Taiwan. And it's a 6-day live fire exercise in the East China Sea that does simulate an invasion of Taiwan. Meanwhile, the FBI and the CIA are sounding the alarm over the China Cold War and saying that China is now the most significant threat facing the United States. So I wonder if Trump goes to meet Xi Jinping, if they're going to scream he's being a traitor again. So Michael Collins, the CIA's Deputy Assistant Director for the East Asia Mission Center, says China is waging a quiet cold war against the United States, using all of its resources to try and replace America as the leading power in the world. Actually, what's going on here is very simple. The United States is an empire in decline. It's obvious to everybody, but nobody in the government wants to admit that. means they mismanaged the nation. They took what was once the greatest nation on earth and they trashed the place. So they need scapegoats. It's not our fault that things are going. It's Russia. It's China. We have to go to war and give them what for. All right. Now, a little bit of good news out of Korea. Satellite images are showing that North Korea has begun dismantling a missile engine testing facility. This was one of the things that Kim Jong-un committed to during that meeting with Donald Trump. And this, of course, is going to silence all these people saying North Korea is doing this and North Korea is not complying. And of course, now the ball is in the U.S. government's court, whether or not they're going to do something to match this action, reduce some of the sanctions or something, or if they're going to go with Mike Pompeo's attitude of, you know, North Korea destroys it all, and then we'll look at reducing the sanctions here. Down in Nicaragua, as you know, there's been violent riots all over the country. And apparently that has now collapsed. This attempt at a coup d'etat has failed. And basically, President Ortega came on out and did a press conference and said, we have to defend our peace and reinstate unity, and reminding them all that Nicaragua has had 11 years of peace during his time in office. And it wasn't until this attempted coup from outside that the violence went on up. And it's been documented the United States is funding the opposition groups. So this is another covert takedown of a country. But the U.S. has played the same game so many times, especially in South America. Everybody's wise to it. Ortega also criticized the Catholic bishops because apparently the Catholic Church was operating as coup leaders, collaborating with the opposition during the protests. The Catholic leadership sided with the opposition during the national dialogue, but priests were involved in kidnapping and torture. Now, Pope Francis has a lot of work to do to rein in the Catholic Church in Nicaragua. If their role in these violent protests and opposition to an economy for the people is not stopped, this will be yet another scandal for the Catholic Church, which has so many we've had to start issuing serial numbers. Now, this is an amazing story. Remember back on April 10th, the FBI raided Rupert Murdoch's 21st Century Fox News offices, and supposedly it was over complaints from Brussels that Fox may have violated European Union antitrust rules. But apparently documents seized in this raid, at least according to Tom Hennigan, document that the 2000 election was being stolen by George W. Bush with the assistance of Fox. And apparently they were using a British Fox satellite to interface with the electronic election system and steal the votes needed to get Bush into the White House. Of course, he had to wind up using the Supreme Court. But I remember when I was watching that Kevin Spacey movie Recount that was supposed to be an accurate description of what was going on. And I remember reading about this at the time of the 2000 election, where Gore almost conceded until somebody said, wait a minute, the numbers aren't matching up. We've got different numbers from this source and different numbers from that source. I wonder if that was where the jamming and interfering was taking place. We've got to reform this election system. We have got to reform this election system. Now, Hillary Clinton has admitted that she had a secret closed-door meeting with Vladimir Putin, but that's okay. It's only when Trump does it that it's a bad thing. So, apparently, you know, remember when Ronald Reagan, when he was trying to calm things down, and they called him a traitor, called John F. Kennedy a traitor. In fact, there were these posters all over Dallas just before he was assassinated, calling him a traitor for wanting to make peace with the Soviet Union. And he did. Kennedy knew the Cold War, the military spending, was bad for both countries. He wanted to call off the moon race in favor of cooperation. But that military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about will not let peace happen, because peace means no money, no promotions. Now, getting into our domestic politics here, Donald Trump has come on out and said the FISA warrant to spy on his campaign is a disgrace to America. The FISA warrant was issued on that unverified and fake dirty dossier that was paid for by Hillary Clinton. It's not really a disgrace to America. It is a disgrace to the FBI and the CIA, the DNC, and Hillary Clinton. But I had no part of it, and I'm not accepting any of the blame for it. But it is a stain on the nation that this kind of thing is still going on. We got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And President Trump is starting to act presidential. And he's calling for Robert Mueller's discredited witch hunt to end after the release of the Carter Page FISA application. And he didn't hold back. He went after Crooked Hillary, Obama's gang, the corrupt FBI, Department of Justice, and Mueller. The FISA documents confirmed what we already knew. The entire Russia collusion story was a hoax made up and funded by Hillary Clinton and executed by Obama's corrupt Department of Justice and FBI. Now, interestingly enough, there's a story that came out of the conservative treehouse saying that indicted Senate staffer James Wolf leaked a 2017 copy of the full FISA warrant against Carter Page to reporter Ali Watkins. And apparently it was actually listed in his indictment that he'd done this. So apparently there's an unredacted version of that FISA application floating around out there, and that would be interesting to see. Now, a lot of people are calling for Trump to declassify the complete document. For some reason, Trump is not showing a lot of enthusiasm on that. He's probably being advised by his advisors who don't like him not to do that. As you know, Donald Trump is looking at withdrawing the security clearance of several Obama administration officials, including former CIA Director John Brenner, ex-FBI Director James Comey, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, former NSA Director Michael Hayden, former National Security Advisor Susan Rice, and former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. And the reason for that, well, it depends on who you ask. Clapper on CNN saying, well, it's just for political reasons. It's a petty way of retribution for speaking out against the president. That may be part of it, but there's another issue. These individuals are not in government service any longer, but they still have access to all this classified information, and there have been accusations that they are leaking information to the corporate media to continue their war against Donald Trump. And I think their security clearances ought to be revoked or at least suspended until they're back in government service. They shouldn't have access to this stuff. Now, you've all heard the story about the dark regions have no fury, the wrath of a woman scorned. Yeah, heck hath no fury like a woman scorned. And that certainly seems to be the case with Lisa Page. Because she has turned on her former lover and just thrown him under the bus. And she told a joint committee of the House of Representatives, confirming the text message, there was no big there, meaning they knew all the way back in May there was no evidence of a collusion. All right, we're going to take a quick break for station identification. We're going to come back to this story. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.